You know, I'll tell you a story that I told recently at another solo show, but it bears repeating. One time I played a show on a solo tour in Tucson, Arizona, and there were not very many people there, but the people who were there were really, really hardcore fans. And I learned a lesson about solo shows, which is that drinking a lot when you have a full band is fun and a party, but drinking a lot when you're all by yourself, you're just kind of like the drunk man on display on stage. And so I kept playing the set, and I was really quite drunk. The audience was rather drunk too, and they kept requesting songs. And at one point I thought, all right, I'm going to start playing these requests. And I realized as I was playing them that I had no idea how they went. I'd forgotten, and I was too drunk to get them right anyway, so it was like, it'd be a horrible rendition of some song I hadn't played in a million years, and I thought. And then somebody would shout out another request, so I thought, I'm going to redeem myself, damn it. I'm going to play this song really well. And that song would be worse than the last. And each song, I kept thinking, just this one request, and I play it right. And the show just went on and on and on, and people started leaving, and I was just playing these songs so... And I felt like a lot like a drunken sorority girl like climbed up on a table, you know, and at that point I resolved that I wasn't going to do requests at solo shows, so I'm very, very sorry, but it's a different setup. I don't want to be that girl again.